This is news correspondent Norma Thompson, and you are listening to the News Hour at Asheville FM at WSFMLP 103.3 Asheville. On October 18th, 2017, plans were unveiled for a public art project to be installed downtown on Lexington Avenue. The $40,000 installation, funded by the Asheville Downtown Association and the city's Public Art and Cultural Commission, would be placed in front of Shady Grove Flowers at 65 North Lexington in what is currently a small garden managed by the shop. The proposal describes the purpose of the art as to honor and celebrate the story of the neighborhood's preservation and to reflect its current eclectic and vibrant culture. After an initial period of public comment on the four designs in November, the public demanded a redesign, saying that none of the proposals captured the spirit of Lexington Avenue. The four finalists from the first round have resubmitted proposals, and public comment on these final designs will go through February 18th at 11 p.m. You can view the pieces and leave your comment in an online open city hall at www.ashevillenc.gov by searching Lexington Avenue Public Arts Project. The four proposed art pieces vary from interactive cylinders of powder-coated steel to massive golden-silver pillars resembling DNA strands to a limestone stack of local critters with fiddles and growlers, and lastly, a stainless steel column with medallions to represent the people and businesses that helped shape and continue to shape Lexington Avenue. Lexington Avenue was chosen as the site after it was named one of the five great streets in the Great Places of America list by the American Planning Association. The city of Asheville describes Lexington Avenue as having a homegrown, imaginative, and colorful atmosphere and says devotees to the district take pride in its independent nature and funky vibe. This art project's intention is to reflect the neighborhood identity of the street and celebrate the community's collective effort to preserve the historic storefronts and architecture. The qualifications of the art are that it must, quote, complement the surrounding architecture and the installation must be durable and meet all safety codes, end quote. The piece also must not impede traffic in the sidewalk or crosswalk or block parking in the area. I asked one longtime employee of a Lexington Avenue business for his thoughts on the proposals and if they withstood these qualifications.
I feel like there's not even enough space between the storefront and the grassy area where they're putting the sculpture for it to not completely obscure the storefronts. It's also just way too large for the size of the sidewalk. The width of Lexington sidewalks has always been an issue because, you know, you can't have seating outside. You know, it's actually against the law for Izzy's to have a little table outside because the sidewalk's not wide enough because it obscures traffic. And this is just, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me that they would put something enormous right there on the sidewalk. Also, quite frankly, they're just really ugly. And I feel like it perpetuates this cliche that Asheville is this, like, funky art town, but, like, there's no actual nice design aesthetic. Bear with an owl on its head with a fiddle is, certainly the least offensive sculpture, but I still don't like it. As someone that's been working on Lexington for almost 20 years, it's just pretty ugly. I think I also don't like that these sculptures are being proposed. These specific sculptures are being proposed for Lexington. It just really clashes with the street.
Do you think that they fit the spirit of Lexington Avenue?
20 years ago, maybe? Not now. Yeah, quirky, hippie, goofy, folk, arty. Yeah, maybe a couple of decades ago, but not anymore. It's just not progressive. It's not in keeping with the time. We're trying to be this really hip, modern little city, and these are very antiquated, boring.
Who are you?
I am Christopher Ballard, and I've been working at Izzy's for 10 years, and I've been part of downtown and Lexington Avenue specifically for about 15 years or so.
All four of the options would be very large, very visible to the surrounding businesses and pedestrians, and inevitably would block the view of several nearby shops, most notably Lexington's quaint and beloved flower shop, Shady Grove. Since local business owners on this street have been included in this project's planning and decision-making process since October, I wanted to hear their perspective on the proposals. However, when asked about the project, many business owners, who will remain anonymous for privacy's sake, refused to comment, seemingly worried that speaking out against a city-funded art project could threaten their ability to remain open downtown. Fortunately, one Lexington Avenue business owner was willing to answer some of my questions.
Hi, my name's Truly Ball. I'm the co-owner of Nest Organics at 51 North Lexington Avenue, and we've been here 11 years.
What has been your role in the process of selecting the artworks?
Well, the only thing that I was privy to was just an email asking my opinion on the four artists that were chosen and their work that was submitted, which I did.
Okay. And can you describe the four pieces for me?
They submitted, the four pieces, and then they had to be resubmitted with a new work.
Mm-hmm.
So
because people didn't like the first ones.
They didn't think that they really were a good fit for the location and for Lexington Avenue. So then they resubmitted, and I guess that's what these are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Totally different.
Okay. I didn't see the first four submissions. Could you maybe explain them from your memory? Do you remember?
Well, one, I think, looked something like playground equipment. It might have had where you children could speak, and then, there were pipes and tubes, and it would come out, like another part of the piece. This one's very similar. What were the others? I don't know. It's been months.
What would you describe as the spirit of Lexington Avenue?
Well, the spirit is very independent, because almost all the stores are independently owned and alternative and unique and National Geographic, I guess it's been 2 years, was voted one of the most interesting streets, in America.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know about that.
I don't know about that. I know because of this was funded because the Great Places in America list voted it one of five great streets of America. It's kind of why they chose to put the
art
here.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a great place to have public art. But it just has to be the right, public art,
mm-hmm. And what is your background in art?
I have a master's in studio art and sculpture from University of Iowa.
If not any of these proposed art installations, what would you like to see in this location?
Well, that's such a broad question. I mean, that is really broad.
Mm-hmm.
But, I would have to just see the work, and then just say, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That belongs here.
Mm-hmm.
Aesthetically, also, as far as, meaning behind it and just the fit of what the street represents. So it, it has to include a lot of different parameters, really.
Do you think that any of the choices fit in with their surroundings?
I think it could improve. I think it needs to evolve, because it's permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhat.
Yeah, it's a very large stainless steel or limestone.
Yeah, I mean, it has to be a well-thought-out choice. And maybe the owners of businesses, particularly on this block, should have more of an input.
If you would like to view the four proposals for this public art project and leave your comment on which, if any, of these art pieces you would like to see in that space, you can do so at the city's website, www.ashvillenc.gov, and then type Lexington Avenue Public Arts Project in the search bar. Public comment for this project ends on February 18th at 11 p.m. This has been news correspondent Norma Thompson. As always, the views and opinions expressed in this segment do not necessarily reflect those of Asheville FM, the Asheville FM News Hour, or anyone who supports Asheville FM.